Good, so let's read. Then the angel who talked with me returned and woke me up, like someone awakened from sleep. He asked me, "What do you see?" I answered, "I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl at the top and seven lamps on it, with seven channels to the lamps. Also, there are two olive trees by it, one on the right of the bowl and the other on its left." I asked the angel who talked with me, "What are these, my lord?" He answered, "Do you not know what these are?" "No, my lord," I replied. So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. What are you, mighty mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become level ground. Then he will bring out the capstone to shouts of, 'God bless it, God bless it.'" Then the word of the Lord came to me, "The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands will also complete it. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. Who dares despise the day of small things? Since the seven eyes of the Lord that range throughout the earth will rejoice when they see the chosen capstone in the hand of Zerubbabel." Then I asked the angel, "What are these two olive trees on the right and the left of the lampstand?" Again I asked him, "What are these two olive branches beside the two gold pipes that pour out golden oil?" He replied, "Do you not know what these are?" "No, my lord," I said. So he said, "These are the two who are anointed to serve the Lord of all the earth." Can you just cast an eye up, please, to chapter 4 and verse 6? "Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." These are words that have sat heavy with me since we sat in that room on a Saturday morning, a bunch of us guys, and read this chapter. And I am persuaded that these are words that we need to hear as a church family this morning. A word from the Lord to Silver Street Community Church for where we are at this stage in our church life. "Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." They were certainly words that a man named Zerubbabel, now that's a name, isn't it? A man named Zerubbabel needed to hear. Now, I'm going to fill you in a little bit as we go along about Zerubbabel's situation. But here was a man who stood on the brink of doing something new, something big, something massive. A mountain stood before him, a big task. And into the bigness of that new, that something he had to do, the word came to him from the Lord. Now, God has a way of doing that, doesn't he? That when we are facing a difficult situation, a mountain of a situation, that in his very kind way, he brings his word into our lives to help us with what we face. And here is one such word. So have a look at chapter 4, verse 6. Look at how it said, "He said to me," now the "me" there is Zechariah, "this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel." So through this chain, a man of God with the word of God, this message comes to Zerubbabel. This is words he needed to hear. And I want to say to us this morning that if he needed to hear them, the Holy Spirit has preserved them for us because we need to hear them. Silver Street Community Church needs to hear them. You need to hear them personally. "Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord." I'm going to say that a lot of times this morning. If you can't remember that verse by the time we leave here, I'll be very surprised. It's a word that Zerubbabel needs to hear, and it's a word that we need to hear, especially as we stand at the foot of Mount 2017. Because there we are, we're all in the same place this morning. We've got this mountain ahead of us. And first of all, I want to say, actually, forget our year. Forget what we're going to do. First of all, I need you to understand that these words are a word about what the Lord Jesus will be doing in 2017. These are words that describe to us what Jesus will, notice that, underlined, will be doing as we head into this new year. And actually, you'll see that you know, if you look very carefully at 4 verse 6, they got you kind of say, well, what, they've got nothing to do with Jesus. It's to do with this man named Zerubbabel. But actually, can I tell you, and you're going to have to trust me, I'm going to try and show this to you. I don't think I'm going to explain this very well. But actually, these words are teaching us that Jesus will build his church in 2017. That's what it is. Jesus will build his church in 2017. Now, you might be thinking, hang on a second. How do you get from Zerubbabel doing this building a temple thing to Jesus building his church? Because actually, these words were addressed to Zerubbabel, who was in the middle of a building project. Do you notice that as we read the chapter? He was a man who was called to build the temple of the Lord. So the history lesson, brief history lesson, Israel had sinned against God. They'd all been sent away to a foreign country. God in his mercy promised them they'd spend 70 years in exile. They came back from exile. And this man Zerubbabel was then charged with building the temple foundation and then carrying on building the temple of the Lord. It was God's dwelling place on earth. He was to put together this place on earth where God and man would meet, where there would be sacrifice for sins, the dwelling place. And Zerubbabel, who's given these words not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord, is given these words first and foremost as a promise that God himself will build the temple. By my spirit. It's words of promise. What is God going to do for Zerubbabel? He's going to build this temple. You see, you'll know, if you know the story, that Zechariah faced a lot of opposition. Zerubbabel faced a lot of opposition. So if you go and read the book of Haggai, or you read the book of Ezra, you'll see that he faced all sorts of opponents outside saying, you know, you can't build this temple, you've got to stop building, you can't do this. And he was threatened, and they were under threat of their lives. So there was opposition outside, but there was also opposition within. So the community that had come back from exile, they were all divided, and they were arguing with each other. And there was divisions all over the place. And this task before Zerubbabel seemed an absolutely mammoth task. How on earth am I going to build this temple? But the word comes to Zerubbabel, and he says, actually, you're not going to build it. I am. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. These are promises of God. And that's what falls in this area, you see. God is going to do it with his power. It's God who's going to see the temple from its foundation to its capstone, to its completion. So you have a look with me at verse 7. What are you, mighty mountain? So that's just a picture image. This big task of building the temple, this huge mountain before him. What are you? Before Zerubbabel, you will become level ground. Then he will bring out the capstone to shouts of God, bless it. Or some translations have grace, grace. See, what is Zerubbabel being told as he starts this big project? Actually, do you know what? God's going to build it. It's grace, grace. It's all of grace. Zerubbabel, you will lay the foundation. And Zerubbabel, you will put the capstone in place. That's like the last stone of the building. It will be completed. Look again at verse 9 and 10. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands will also complete it. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. Who dares despise the day of small things? And Zerubbabel looked like he had nothing. No resources, very few people to build with him. Who don't despise that day, he says. Why? Because the eyes of the Lord, picture of God's all-seeingness, is roaming through the earth, and they will rejoice when they see the chosen capstone in the hand of Zerubbabel. These are promises. I know this is weird kind of stuff and maybe needs some more explanation, but at its heart, this is a promise to Zerubbabel from God saying, I'm going to build this temple, Zerubbabel. You crack on with the work, but it's me who's going to build it. By my spirit, in my power, with my resources, I will build the temple. And friends, although I've taken a bit of explaining, actually what I want you to see this morning is actually this is a promise that a greater son of Zerubbabel, a greater son of David, filled with the Spirit, at the hands of God, will build a temple, a living temple. Do you see that? So Matthew chapter 1, the genealogy of Jesus. Zerubbabel appears in the family tree of Jesus. Did you know that? Zerubbabel is a son of David, and he's a great-grandfather of the Lord Jesus, because Jesus is a greater son of Zerubbabel, who was given the task of building the living temple, the church. And just as this is a promise to Zerubbabel to say, look, I'm going to build my temple, actually, this is a promise, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. This is a promise that Jesus will build his church in 2017. He will build it through a son of Zerubbabel, a Spirit-filled son of Zerubbabel. And he will bring out its foundation, and he will bring out its capstone. He will finish it. The Lord Jesus is referred to as the stone that the builders rejected. As the Lord Jesus went to the cross, he was laying the foundation for the new and living temple that all who would believe in him at the cross and what he did for us are like the foundation. He lays the foundation for this temple. And he comes out as the cornerstone, the one upon everyone builds. And then as we trust Jesus, the church is being built. People are being added into this living temple. Ephesians describes the church as the temple of the living God, the dwelling place of God on earth. And Jesus today, 2017, what will he be doing? What does he say I'm going to do this year? He will build this church. Now, I don't know about you, but actually that's a great comfort to me. That putting our faith in Jesus means putting our faith in the one that God is using to build his living temple, and the promises he will build it. It's not down to us. It's not down to denominations. It's not down to certain individuals. It's down to the Lord, who has promised to bring his living temple, the church, to completion. And as we enter another year and our world rages and there's terrorism and there's persecution against the church, the danger is to stand back and think, man, Jesus is out of control. But actually, do you know what these words are? Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit. They're a promise, first of all. They're a promise that Jesus will build his church. And the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Local churches may come and local churches may go. But the church of Jesus Christ, will be built in 2017. And so friends, these are words of comfort and promise and assurance to us today. Jesus will build his church in 2017. But actually, can I tell you that they're not just a promise, they're also a challenge, because they are a word to us as Silver Street Community Church. Now, I presume most of you sitting here call yourself Silver Street Community Church. You count yourself as part of this local fellowship. Well, can I say to you then, this is a very direct word to us. How will Silver Street Community Church grow in 2017? How will we grow, first of all, us grow? How will we grow to know Jesus better? How will you grow to become more like Jesus in your character and your temperament? How will we grow as a church family in our maturity? How will we grow in our service? How will we grow in our unity? How will we go about then growing in our numbers? You know, how are people going to be, how are these chairs going to be filled? I guess partly not doing it on New Year's Day when everyone hasn't slept. But how are these chairs going to be filled? How is this building going to be filled up with souls that have been saved for eternity? How? Well, these words encourage us to say that we must look to the Lord as we labour for the Lord. We must look to the Lord as we labour for the Lord. So in many ways, Zerubbabel is a pointer to the Lord Jesus, the temple builder. But in some ways, Zerubbabel is a little bit like us, that we have a task to do. The church has been left. Silver Street Community Church has a task of growing a temple, a living temple. And Ephesians says that as we grow this living temple, we must be those who look to the Lord as we labour for the Lord. Where do we pin our hopes for Silver Street growing this year? Actually, these words tell us that we've got to pin it on the Spirit of God. It's a reliance challenge. Do you see that? So there's two dangers that were alluded to here as a church family. Two dangers of where we rely wrongly for our growth. First of all, is on might. You see that? He says it's not by might. You're not going to grow Silver Street Community Church by might. Now, might in the Bible is a kind of a military term. So it's this idea of kind of strength in numbers, strength collectively. And it's this sense of kind of wealth and resources. And if, you know, there's power in being a big church or whatever. And I want to say to you this morning that there's a very real danger as a church family that we start to rely on might for the church to grow. Now, maybe we don't put it like this, but let me just try and phrase some things and see if it has any connection with you. You might be thinking, well, if only more of us went out on a Saturday morning with the Gospels and the flyers. If only there was more of us, then the church would grow. Maybe you're thinking like this, you know, if only we had more of us involved in serving in the local church. That's a good thing, by the way, you know, and I want more people to serve. But if you're relying on that, if only there was more of us serving, then the church will grow. If only we had more resources, if only our bank balance matched up, you know, what we're spending and what we're giving. If only they were together and we had more money, then we could do more and the church would grow. You know, maybe we haven't thought like that, but there are certainly all over this world churches and Christians that are thinking that. If only we had more might. If only we had more program, fuller program. You know, if we did more events in the week, if we did more stuff, then the church would grow. You know, perhaps, I guess that not everyone's into this idea of us being four churches connected together. But again, do we rely on that? Is that going to be why we grow? Because we're kind of collected, there's four churches, there's more people? No. This kind of thinking easily creeps in to us as a church family. Now, none of these things are bad things. People serving is a good thing. More people coming out on the streets with us is a good thing. More resources would be a great thing. You know, if we had more money, we could do more things. But what does God say to us about building Silver Street Community Church this year? Not by might. Those things will not grow a church. They will not save souls. Those things are just resources. The second danger is by power, not by power. You see, we can rely on might, but we can also rely on power. Now, is that any different to might? Well, actually, it is a bit different. The word means something slightly different. It's kind of this reliance on skills and ability. It's often used of like an individual, like a hero mentality. And actually, there's a danger, isn't there, that we can start to rely on skills and abilities and individuals and say, well, as long as they're doing their bit, then the church will grow. Silver Street will not be built in numbers or in maturity this year because we are skilled at speaking to others. Because we have a fancy explanation of Jesus that we can dish out to somebody when they ask. Silver Street will not grow this year because we've got guys who are good at teaching our kids, although that is a good thing. It will not grow because we produce fancy flyers that we pop through people's doors. It will not grow because we play cool music. It will not grow because we give people a good welcome. Those things are good things, but they're not how the church will be built. Do you understand that? But there's a danger, isn't there, that we rely on these things to the church to grow. Not by might, nor by power, self-reliance, people reliance, individual reliance, but by my Spirit, says the Lord Almighty. Silver Street Community Church, and that is us, okay, I'm addressing us. Silver Street Community Church will be built as the Holy Spirit does his work. And only as the Holy Spirit does his work. Only as the Spirit causes people to believe the truth about Jesus. You cannot persuade someone that they are a sinner who needs saving. That is a work of Jesus. That is a work of the Holy Spirit. You cannot move a soul from death to life by your explanations or by your reasoning about something. Only the Holy Spirit can move a soul from death to life. You personally, us personally, will not stay united around Jesus and his cross unless the Holy Spirit keeps us united. The church of Jesus Christ is built in maturity and it is built in numbers only only as the Holy Spirit shines his spotlight on Jesus and brings people to faith in Jesus and keeps our faith in the Lord Jesus. Only the Holy Spirit can take messed up lives like ours and nudge us a bit closer to the likeness of Jesus. The church, friends, is built on grace from first to last. And it is very easy for us to lose our way and to think that this church will grow and be built by relying on other things, by relying on our welcome, by relying on our flyers, by relying on our resources. Actually, friends, the church is built only by the Holy Spirit. And that makes the most important thing that we can do this year. And I please hear me on this, okay? Because if you've switched off for everything else, this is the most important thing I'm going to say today. That makes the most important thing that we can do as a church family this year is to pray for the Holy Spirit to do his work. We need to pray for the Spirit to do something in this community in which we live. We need to pray for the Holy Spirit to awaken hearts to their spiritual need and move people towards Jesus. We need to pray for the Holy Spirit to be poured out on the unsaved of our community, of our families. There is nothing more worthwhile than getting on our knees and saying, Holy Spirit, please come. Please build this church. There is only as we call out for the Holy Spirit that we will grow personally to know Jesus better. It won't be your skills that cause you to know Jesus better. It'll be the Holy Spirit. And how will you see that? How will Silver Street Community Church be seen as a Spirit-reliant community? It is as we gather to pray. We gather together to pray. We gather individually to pray. It is only through prayer. That is the only way that we express our I'm relying on the Spirit. Do you see that? Join us on a Tuesday. Join us once a month. We meet on a Friday night just for an hour. Just to pray and call out. There's nothing fancy about it. We just get together and we name people and we say, Holy Spirit, please do something. Join us. When we plug it, put it in the diary. Please, will you find a way personally to pray every day for the work of the Spirit in the life of this local church and through the life of this local church? Please make it, I don't know whether you keep a post-it note in your Bible or whether you have a prayer diary, but please put on the top, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord, so that we remember to be Spirit-reliant people. My house, Jesus said, will be called a house of prayer. And I was convicted because I wondered if someone would walk into Silver Street Community Church and say, this is a house of prayer. Do you think someone would walk in and say that? I hope they would. But friends, we've got to be praying because praying is how this reliance on the Spirit is seen. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And my prayer for us in 2017 is number one, that we have a heart to build. We're temple builders, okay? We're involved in the work. But my prayer is that we do it reliant on the Spirit. And not on our skills or our resources, as important as they may be. But actually we rely upon the Spirit to bring growth. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And I want to finish this morning by saying it's not just a word about what Jesus is doing. It's not just a word to us as a church family, but can I tell you that it's a word to you personally today. And it's a word to you personally because here we are, all of us, and we stand at the foot of Mount 2017. And you've got a mountain ahead to climb. And I know this morning that some of you are sitting there and it really does feel like a mountain already. It seems huge. There's just big things ahead of you. For some of you, you year sixes. What does this year hold? SATs, doesn't it? And then you're off to secondary school, some of you. That's massive, isn't it? Some of you, it means GCSEs. Ezra, have you got your GCSEs this year? Yeah. Some of you got big stuff going on, big changes. Some of you heading back to work after maternity leave. Some of you are going to be looking for new jobs this year. There's loads of things ahead of us that, you know, perhaps it's just the same old problems. You've entered 2017 and it's not that there's something new ahead of you. It's just the same old mountain. That struggle in here. that struggle in a relationship, that struggle with finances, and you're just looking at the same old mountain, and you're thinking, how do I overcome this? How do I climb this mountain in 2017? Well, how will you do it? It's the words on the screen. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Where are you going to rely in 2017 for your life personally? And I want to put it like this. Just as the church is to look to the Lord as we labour for the Lord, as individuals we're to look to the Lord as we live for the Lord. You understand that? We're to look to Him, we're to depend upon Him, we're to call upon Him. Just as the church is to be dependent on the Spirit, so too you must be dependent in your life. Just consider Jesus for a moment, okay? Because Jesus is our Saviour, but He's also a model to us, an example to us of Spirit-reliant humanity. The Lord Jesus in His earthly life, I don't know if you've noticed this as you've read the Gospels, but repeatedly we're told He was filled with the Spirit. He was a man who relied upon the Spirit. This would have been His motto, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. He constantly relied upon the Lord and on the Spirit of the Lord. And in relying on the Spirit, what was He able to do? He overcame temptation. 40 days in the desert, hungry, tested by the devil. What did He do? He resisted temptation in the power of the Spirit. What was He able to do? He endured opposition. He remained faithful. He took up His cross. He told truth all the time, even when the pressure was there to maybe be quiet. How much more then do we need to rely on the Spirit as we enter 2017? How will you grow this year to know Jesus better? How will you put to death the sins of the flesh and live for righteousness? How will you say, how will you become more like Jesus in your character? You know, those edges taken off. How will you build a Christian home? Those of you who are parents here. How are you going to build a Christian home with Christian values, with Christian truth at its centre? How are you going to raise children to know the Lord? Kids, how are you going to do this year? How are you going to get through the things that this year holds? And you guys, we've got to be serious. Husbands, wives, how are you going to love Jesus? How are you going to love your wife or your husband as Jesus has loved you? How are you going to do that? Is it by might? Is it by power? Your skills? No, by my Spirit, says the Lord. You know, this is a word to us personally about how we live in 2017. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And I want to finish this morning just by simply saying that as we finish, this is actually a word to you personally if you're not yet a Christian, if you're not yet saved by the Lord Jesus. Because actually, do you know what these words say to you? Millions of people all over the world, how are they trying to save their souls for eternity? How are they trying to get their sins forgiven by God? It's by might. And it's by power. It's by relying on themselves and on their collective strength and on their religion. But these words are a gracious reminder to you this morning, if you're not a believer, that you cannot save your own soul by might or self-reliance or power. It is only by the Spirit of God that we can be saved for all eternity. And so stop relying on might and power for your eternity, for the saving of your soul. Rely instead on Jesus. Rely on the Spirit who moves us from death to life. As He draws us to see the truth of the cross. Friends, should we say it together? Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord Almighty. My hope is this becomes a bit of a motto for us as a church. And may it be true that we rely upon the Lord this year. Personally, as a church, relying upon the one who promises to build His church. We're going to pray in a few moments. We're going to sing first, and then we're going to spend some time praying this in together. But let's stand, shall we, and sing, Be Thou My Vision. Rely upon the Lord this year. May this be true of us. Let's stand and sing together.